Joining us now on the line is a very good friend of the program. He has joined us numerous times in the past. Formerly of the South Florida Sun Sentinel, Randy Mell, now writing for GolfChannel.com. Senior writer for GolfChannel.com, Randy Mell joining us. Randy, good morning to you. Congratulations on the new gig with Golf Channel, and thank you, as always, for joining us once again.
Hey, it's good to be with you, and it's a terrific deal getting to join the Golf Channel. I'm enjoying it.
Well, we, of course, have enjoyed talking to you over the years, Randy, and you did a great job, by the way. I saw you on Golf Channel on television during the Masters. You were there in the studio answering some emails from viewers during the Masters, and I thought you did a great job, and hope that we see a lot more of that type of stuff from you as well, in addition to your articles on GolfChannel.com. But taking a look at this weekend's tournament, the Quail Hollow Championship, formerly the Wachovia, up in Charlotte, North Carolina. And after three rounds of play, Zach Johnson is the leader at 11 under par. Tiger Woods, one of three players, only two shots back, tied for second at minus nine. And I talked in the first hour of the show with Pat about how I'm always the one that's definitely going to make the case for Tiger. If Tiger has a chance to win, I'll find a way where I can try to convince myself that I think he will do it. But something's different this week. His game is just a little bit off. Now, he looked phenomenal in the first round with a 7-under 65, but even though he's only two shots back going into today's final round, I just don't get the feeling that he's going to pull out the victory.
You know, those finishing holes are brutal. They're beating up everyone, so it may be a matter of who can just hold on. But, you know, you're right about Tiger, and I think part of it is those finishing holes. But Tiger is a guy who we always think of as closing so strongly. He's just a fierce closer. But he's been a little shaky bringing the score in at the end of the Masters with that bogey-bogey finish in the final round, the shot off the tree. And then he's had his troubles at Quail Hollow with those difficult finishing holes. You know, lots of bogeys coming in, and I'm sure that infuriates him because he's a guy who takes so much pride in finishing off the round and being the best at the end. But he has been a little bit shaking, but a part of it is those holes, 16, 17, and 18, are so brutal and challenging, and I'm sure they're going to have a lot to say about how this tournament ends today.
Randy, a guy I've been watching, especially yesterday, was Zach Johnson. You know, had a disappointing Masters. I think he shot 80 or something in the second round after a decent first round, which is very uncharacteristic of a good player like Zach. But this week seems to have put it back together, seems to be putting really well, shoots a 68 yesterday after a 67 on Friday. What have you seen from Zach? Does it look like he's got sort of the old Masters form back? And do you think he can hold off not just Tiger, but Glover and McNeil and some of these other guys that are just a couple shots behind him?
Yeah, I think he's a guy that you definitely have to look for. And this golf course is playing somewhat similar to the way Augusta National plays. If any place can, you know, there's nothing like Augusta National, but it's playing with firm, fast fairways. Balls are running out of fairways. Guys hitting drives and really quick greens. We've seen how quick those greens are. And Zach certainly proved himself on that kind of setup. He's not a power hitter. He's not a guy who's going to overpower a course the way you think a winner at Augusta would, but you know, he definitely showed a knack for playing that kind of firm, fast course at Augusta National. And so you would think that he does have a great chance today to hold off everyone.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and we're joined on the line by Randy Mell, senior writer for GolfChannel.com, formerly of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And Randy, as I take a look at that leaderboard, it's kind of a mixed bag. You got some major champions, of course, as we mentioned, with Zach Johnson and Tiger Woods. Sean O'Hare, or Tief Goosen, another former major champion, and you got some guys that have won some tournaments on the PGA Tour in Lucas Glover and Sean O'Hare and George McNeil. And then you've got a guy in Bubba Watson, who to me is so fascinating. He is still yet to win on the PGA Tour. I think for the last 3 years running, he is the title holder for driving distance. He's always ranked number one in driving distance. I think now for 3 years running on the PGA Tour, he's got a ton of talent and still yet to break through. When will we finally see him put it all together and get that first PGA Tour win?
Yeah, it's a question of closing for him too, and overcoming nerves. I had a chance to talk to him earlier this week, and he just talked about how nervous he can get in those situations. But he's put himself in there a couple of times with chances to win, a couple of second place finishes at the Buick Invitational, at Shell Houston Open in 07 and 08. So he's been there, and he's fun to watch, but it's all a matter of how he handles the pressure and if he's ready. But as we've seen with so many players looking for their first win, you usually see them in the mix failing, and they're learning something, learning how to deal with the pressure and looking at the leaderboard, because everything changes. You talk to players about how it changes, and they get out of their routines. They start thinking about winning. They start looking at leaderboards, and it just takes something to throw them off their normal routine, and they're dropping shots. So it's learning to play the same way as they played the first 70 holes, play the last two holes the way they played the first 70 holes. And it sounds like an easy thing, but players will tell you it's completely different when they're out there.
Randy, this championship, formerly the Wachovia, now called the Quail Hollow, can you talk a little bit about the future of this event? I know Wells Fargo is a Denver-based company taking over Wachovia. They've got a great field. Tiger's playing in this thing year after year now. The course itself has been mentioned as a possible major venue at some point. They seem to have good crowds. It's a good date. But with Wells Fargo taking this thing over, what's the future of this tournament? Is it going to stay here? Is it going to stay at this course?
I haven't heard anything otherwise. You know, with this economic climate, I think nothing's for certain anywhere, but this tournament is a very solid tournament, and Wells Fargo is hooked in for a long-term deal, and, you know, I think everything looks good to stay there. The players love it. It's one of the best tournaments outside of a major, and you know, if that tournament had trouble in the future, then no tournament would be safe, because it certainly looks like one of the more solid events. And it was interesting what they did this week, because they completely changed the way that course plays, and they made it firm and fast with only a little bit of rough, and firmed up the greens, made it more of a second-shot golf course than it was. You know, you don't have that chip-out rough. So it was interesting that a tournament that was very successful, they completely changed the formula, and yet it was brilliant. Conspiracy theorists will probably think they set it up this way so Tiger would be in the hunt and Phil would be in the hunt. But if it was a conspiracy, it was a brilliant conspiracy, because it's just been fun. And you look at the leaderboard, and there are short hitters in there. Look at who's leading, Zach Johnson. So it's not just favoring a power hitter. It's a nice setup. Are you guys enjoying the way that it's playing?
Absolutely, I am. I think it's a great... It starts with the course, obviously, Randy. As you know, any great tournament has to start with the venue, and the venue's got to be solid, and this one is. Quail Hollow Golf Club is a very solid track, and you talk about the players loving it. There's some talk this week that it's now been dubbed the unofficial sixth major, and we realize that the Players' Championship is, of course, the unofficial fifth major. Everyone wants to be a major. There's only four, for crying out loud, but next week is the unofficial fifth major. At the Players' Championship, and we talked in the opening segment of the show, we always go through the leaderboard, and this week, some big names missing the cut. Reigning Masters champion Angel Cabrera, as well as Adam Scott. Adam Scott, he started the season ranked fourth in the world, now he's all the way down to 28th in the world rankings. And Sergio Garcia, the guy who's going to be defending next week at the Players' Championship, also missing the cut here this week in Charlotte. Are you surprised with Sergio's year so far? Because he started out in January second in the world, and we talked about it for the first couple of months. If Garcia could have won at some point on the PGA Tour before Tiger Woods returned after the knee surgery, he would have taken the number one ranking from Tiger.
Yeah, he looked like a guy on the rise. He'd won, what was it, three times last year and around the world. And, yeah, he looked like he had his putting figured out. Of course, that's a big deal with him. The image that sticks in my mind at the Players' Championship is at the end when he won in a playoff, he kissed the blade of his putter and he showed the putter. It was like a scepter showing it to the crowd, and that just spoke volumes about Sergio Garcia and his game, because he's fought that putter for so long, but he looked like he had come to terms with it, and with his putting guru, Stan Utley, that they had figured out something. But it's not been working again lately. But Sergio, he's such a terrific ball striker. I think he'll always run in cycles as he kind of figures out something with his putter. When his putter gets working, like most players, he'll be in the hunt.
He is Randy Mell, senior writer for GolfChannel.com, formerly for a number of years down here as golf writer of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Moving up to Orlando, congrats again on the new gig, Randy. We look forward to reading you each and every day on GolfChannel.com and hopefully seeing you more often behind the camera on TV in the studio from time to time. Thanks as always, Randy.
Hey, guys, it's always great catching up with you.
All right, there he is, our good friend Randy Mell, senior writer for GolfChannel.com, joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr.